burns along the road.
I'm going to grab a couple of letters from the inbox. I'll do that in a moment. But first, there are other things to cover besides all of this noise inside the swamp, like the alligators are trying to get out. We've got noise from inside the swamp. It's okay. It's okay. Let's talk about a couple of other things, because meanwhile, back at the commune of your money is our money commune, the tribal leader, Elizabeth Warren, still cannot be honest that her Medicare for All scheme, a government-run health care program, first of all, will knock you off your health care plan, and number two, will drill you, the middle class, with huge increases in taxes. She just can't say it. It's like deja vu all over again. Bite 19 with Liz. Bite 19.
Yes or no? Should middle-class Americans expect their taxes to go up under a Medicare for All system?
You know, you may remember that I've spent a big chunk of my life studying why middle-class families go broke. And one of the number one reasons is health care. And back when I was studying it, about 2 out of 3 families that filed for bankruptcy in the aftermath of a serious medical problem had health insurance. But the problem is it's total cost for these families. So it's what you pay in premiums. It's also what you pay in co-pays to see a doctor. Or, sorry, that doctor is out of network, so you've got to pay for the whole thing. Or, wait, the insurance company says no on that specialist. Or the insurance company says high co-pay on this drug or that drug is not even covered at all. People keep reaching into their pockets and reaching into their pockets even when they have health insurance.
What happens is liberals, Democrats, Democratic socialists keep reaching into my pocket and reaching into my pocket and reaching into my pocket. You may remember. I don't remember that, Liz. Here's what I remember. I remember the last time you were asked this question, you didn't answer it. The time before that, you didn't answer it. And the time before that, you didn't answer it. And you want to talk about reaching into the pockets of other people? That's what we want to know about too, Liz. Who's reaching into my pocket to grab my money that I earned to put it towards your socialist dreams? That's what I want to know. Not too hard to ask, too hard to answer. Now, is it? Get to it. What's the answer? And the answer is, of course, taxes are going to go up massively. But it's total savings. Total savings. When do you think, government's going to give you total savings? Come on. Get serious. It's the government we're talking about here. There is no total savings. There's total disaster, totally over budget, totally out of control, totally ridiculous, but total savings with the government? Come on. Let's get serious. Meanwhile, while we're on the subject of Democratic Socialists and Liz Warren, who, by the way, is surging in the polls, so it's likely you'll see Liz Warren as the nominee, as she's probably the odds-on favorite now. Joe Biden's got trouble with Ukraine, no matter how you look at it, but there'll be no motorboats at the commune, no cars or trucks either. I'm telling you, we'll have none of that. None of that. Bite 22 with the commune leader, Elizabeth Warren. Bite 22. Go.
We need to say, by 2028, we're not going to do any more buildings and houses that have any carbon emissions. By 2030, no more cars with carbon emissions. And by 2035... no more production of electricity that has carbon emissions.
I guess we're going nuclear, Liz. How do you like nuclear reactors? Would you like one in your neighborhood? I don't personally mind. I just want to know how you feel about there in Massachusetts, Liz. More nuclear reactors. We'll set them right up today. Here's the problem with what she said there, too, which I find terribly confusing. Maybe you can help me with this. She said, no houses to be built that can produce carbon emissions by 2028, no cars producing carbon emission by 2030, and no power plants producing carbon emissions by 2035. Now, wait a second. I thought the world was going to come to end in 2030. Why are we planning for 2035? That's just silly. What are we doing here? I thought we were just going to, you know, party on until 2030, and that's it. Party over. Party over, you know, it's Donald Trump's fault that it's warm today or cold or anything else. All right, I'm going to grab one letter here, and then I've got several more. Let's see. Here's a letter from Ed I'm going to read for you. You know, we need a graphic for this. I read the whistleblower's complaint. It looks like a lawyer wrote this. That by itself is suspicious. Clearly, the whistleblower did not get any of the information firsthand, and it is stated as such. The folks can argue that the reconstructed phone call text is not perhaps exact, but it is much clearer than this complaint, which is more like a phony dossier. If anything, they could get the five contributors in one room and ask if the summary is accurate. It looks like the real authors of using this person as a legal shield, using the whistleblower law to protect themselves against things like slander and releasing bits and pieces of classified information, which they did because these phone calls with world leaders are classified. Sadly, the Democrats beat up the inexperienced acting director and admiral for timing issues of DNI requirements. Note that the experienced candidate was bounced. There appears to be a disagreement between the IG office and the DOJ as to whether or not the document was credible. Urgent is an arbitrary designation. Therefore, part of the problem is a broken government that has branches that don't or won't agree, and the politicians use that to score political points like they did yesterday. I expect the Democrats to play this for months, not days or weeks. What do you think? I think you might be onto something, Ed, but we also know the Democrats are going to try to rush this through. It's a rush job. You see, the clock is not in their favor. And they've got, 267 days into the Democrats being in charge, and they've accomplished zero. Nothing. They've investigated Donald Trump. They need to get something off this deal. They need to produce something here for their base and for the country. Right now, they have zero, nothing to show for 267 days in office. And the presidential election, not that far away. They know it. Right now, Donald Trump would be the odds-on favorite, all things considered. 52 after, it's the Steve Gerber Show.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.